Smoking Burnout Smoke Shop.
Your friendly neighborhood Smoking Burnouts are here to provide the best vape or smoke experience at the best price. Smoking Burnout supports local glassmakers and offers all the Deltas, Kratom, and so much more. Check them out at smokingburnouts.com. Sign up for their email list and save 20% every month. Visit online now to save 20% in-store at their five locations, including the newest spot at North 183 by the Dollhouse.
Jason Debbie Morning X. Brett with one T. Got a new last name. Congratulations, Brett. Brett with one T tweets at Jason and Deb, says, sounds like the next Jason and Deb review things. Speedos. I would shudder the whole way through, but the last would be worth it. Hashtag do it for the views.
Nick, every time we talk about your Speedo, excuse me, in some...
probably rack up 200 views on that.
In some ways, I always... for some reason, I always think it's yellow, like the yellow of the color t-shirt that you're wearing now, because when I was a child growing up, my dad would wear his swimming briefs to the gym, and they were bright yellow like that.
To the gym?
To the gym, to the pool.
Now that. Not to the gym.
That would be strange.
That would not be acceptable, right? To wear a Speedo to the gym?
I've never seen a guy at the gym wearing one. Some short shorts, and I dig on that, but... yeah. Unless there's a pool at your gym, then I guess you're going to the gym to swim.
I do have an undergarment thing that I was considering bringing for Jason and Deb review things, but I don't know if I can trust you. That's a vulnerable thing for me.
Chalk strap?
It's just a thing. Just a stuff.
I'm interested.
Chicago Bob says, starting the horrible process of moving today.
Ugh.
Who wants to help?
No,
I'll
sorry.
Buy pizza and beer.
How old are you, Chicago Bob?
The grown-up age.
Yeah, that, you know, my San Antonio guy just moved his stuff from San Antonio, and it's like, I literally had to be a jerk about it and say, I'm sorry, I'm not going to help. I can't. Mm-hmm. And the last boyfriend I helped move, I did it when I had a torn disc in my back, and I still was on top of the moving truck picking up his sofa over his balcony because we couldn't get it down the stairs. no, not doing it anymore, all right? You're a goddamn grown-up. Hire someone. Sorry, hire, love you.
No, yeah, I agree. Hire movers, man. It is...
You'll get friends that'll leave you.
It'll change your life, all right? Just, the last time I moved, they can't. I felt bad because I see this man carrying all my stuff out. I'm like, that's their job. That's what you're paying them for. Also, I made a move.
Plus, they have all the blankets and the straps and everything.
Yeah.
I used to live with a mover.
I remember your moving buddies.
Yeah,
they moved me.
Yeah. And like 51% of it was like, he's like, well, I'll move you in. I was like, okay.
Oh, 50% of why you lived with him.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. But it was probably not cool to make him move all of Jeff's home CrossFit equipment.
That is me.
All the weights.
He just, there was at one point I saw a man walking out of the garage with chains around his neck. What are the chains for, Jeff?
You deadlift with them. And you chest press with them?
I don't know, but I did feel
think
like
when you,
I wanted to walk up to the man and free him. Just be like, you know.
You lift them up. Once you lift the weight up, you've got more chain on the weight. And then as you lower it, you've got less chain. So you're challenging your body.
I've seen what he did to your garage with some interesting racks and wooden things. Yeah. Are you sure he wasn't just in a 50 Shades of Grey situation?
I never went out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Out there a lot, guys.
There was lots of grunting and yelling.
Fun.
It's possible. It could have been happening out there, man.
The GHD machine, you got to watch yourself on that one.
The what?
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
Is that something Mac built?
Morning X Headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Ascension Healthcare. Are you ready to go cruising again? Now that we've solved coronavirus, guys, Royal Caribbean is ready to...
Oh, I thought you meant cruising for dudes.
Nah, it's ready to set sail once again. The CDC has lifted its no sail order.
I'm not getting on a cruise ship right now.
What's
or
the problem,
ever,
man? I have to constantly remind myself, I don't like cruises.
Right. The idea of a cruise sounds good every now and then, but in actuality, it's horrible. There's two cruises I want to go on. The one is I would like to do a Norwegian Fjord cruise. My mum did one. Super jealous. Actually, there's a few European longboat cruise tours that I would go on more, like down the Danube or something. You can find some real nice, like, smaller cruises. And then I would like to go on the Alaskan cruise to see the lights and the whales get on a train and go across the place in a train. But other than that, I'm not going. If I've got 4 days and I want to be in some sun, just go to Cancun.
I remember the first time I went to Hawaii, I was like, oh, some people cruise there. Maybe I'll just take a boat.
My mom did that.
It takes 9 days to get there.
Yeah, what would you waste your time for?
And I was like, what? What are we doing?
Unless you're mom and Greg and you're all about, oh, the evening entertainment is lovely. Oh, very great. Lovely entertainment.
Fire, throw some more logs on that thing, man. Just speed this boat up. Pick it up to 88 knots.
So you get the people that like the in-boat entertainment and the stuff and the things.
Maybe this is the perfect cruise opportunity. Royal Caribbean is looking for volunteers to test out their safety protocols on simulated sailings. The boat never takes off.
Oh, that's even worse then.
No, what if you're...
It's like, well, how many times have you been stuck on the tarmac in an airplane when they're de-icing it or something? 3 hours in and that baby's still crying behind you. You want to kill yourself.
What if you're one of those people? What is the Dramamine people? Like, if you get on the...
Travel sickness?
Yeah. Now, you just get all the amenities
all the fun with no
of cruise
sickness.
Shipness, except for you don't actually have to go out on the open water. Yeah. Right? You just get on the cruise ship, you play some shuffleboard.
Boring.
Check out the alleged comedy show in the showroom.
Do you still get on and
go
off the
boat? Go
eat
the shrimp cocktail, see if you get sick. Not COVID sick, but just regular style sick.
Bird flu sick, etc.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Like, what happens if people just get regular cruise sick and everybody's freaking out at Caribbean or whatever it is and like, oh, crap. Oh, no, good. It's just food poisoning. It's just bad shrimp.
Royal Caribbean is looking for volunteers. They say that they're committed to doing things right. Quote, this includes training our crew in new health and safety protocols and conducting a number of trial sailings to stress test these protocols in real world conditions. End quote.
I wonder what they're doing. I remember when I went on those cruises that they did have a bunch of Purell stations. Mm-hmm. Most probably just outside of the eating hall places. Mm-hmm. Did you remember that? You probably didn't even use them. You weren't washing your hands back in those days.
My spirit was strong. I didn't need it.
Ground zero for coronavirus right here, guys. Gross guy who never washes his hands.
The cruise that I went on in 2009.
Yeah, you've just been holding on to those germs, adding on to them. But yeah, they seemed very Purell-y. And my mum, if you remember, she cruised mad, that lady. And her and my stepdad are retired.
Weren't they on like the last cruise before they shut the doors?
Literally one of the last cruises. I mean, from England to Spain and back again. That was right when, and you know, they all closed down way before we did. But my mum, this is March. This is the first weekend of spring break. And she's like, yes, we're still going on our cruise. And I'm like, what the hell is wrong with you, woman? Yeah. But
and
they
she
were like,
made it home.
It was wonderful.
Made it home safe and sound, right?
And they stopped.
Don't let it dominate your life, Deb.
They stopped off twice in Spain on the way back. And I was like, that's where it's living right now. It's speaking Espanol. It's claiming to be a Spaniard flu.
Is your mom trying to make England great again?
I don't know, man. Oh, she better not. I will send her on this COVID cruise.
Let's see here. They say volunteers will not be paid to be on the simulated cruises.
What are we doing this for,
but
then?
You get free cruise life, all right?
All right. No, I've got two problems we'll solve here.
Live in a little 8x6 room.
We've got people living on the streets, rough sleeping, and we've got homeless encampments. Uh-huh. Let's give them a place to stay and help them be useful. And they get to eat all they can eat scrimps.
Uh-huh. Why is scrimps the food that I think of on a cruise? I don't even know if I ate shrimp on that on
I
those
remember
cruises,
being
but
breakfast
you're on the ocean?
Buffet, pizza buffet.
Yeah,
there was the one where you had to like make the reservation for the sit down meal.
Oh,
that was basically buffet food that they put on a plate for you.
That was a nightmare though, because
nicely.
You and the two people from your party, and they'd sit you with some ladies
strangers.
And something like that. And I'm like, oh god, don't make me talk to old ladies.
You didn't have old ladies on the Bud Light Port Paradise cruise, Jason.
There are some old ladies out there.
What do you mean, old ladies? There might have been 45 year old ladies, and that was it.
Burned up sea donkey.
Excusez-moi.
That was before.
They were at sea, I'll say that.
Oh, yeah.
Sitting there just complaining about their tendonitis.
Ageist.
Yeah.
Tendonitis affects everyone of all ages, Nick.
Royal Caribbean.
I'll let you know when the old age injuries come through.
It says when they start their cruises, they're going to be short cruises to their private island, Coco Cay, which will allow them to operate in more of a bubble type situation. Mm. We've been to Coco Cay multiple times, right?
Is that where Dave played?
Yeah. You saw Dave Matthews Band. I saw Young the Giant.
I tried to see Pitbull.
What
a stupid
happened?
Hurricane came in. I had a broken foot. And Jesse lied and got me to the front of the tender boat line.
They had tender boats?
Tender.
You swipe right on the boat to
that's the
get
thing.
On?
That's Tinder. This is why it's a tender, the small boat from the island to the...
I don't know what words you're saying, man.
Teach you English one day.
to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
Jason, Deb, the Morning X. Young the Giant, who I saw on the Bud Light Port Paradise cruise 2010-ish, probably. It's whenever this album came out, whenever that self-titled album came out, they were part of a, it was a three-headed monster that was Young the Giant, All-American Rejects.
Ugh. Well, sorry, go ahead.
What's your problem, man?
I'm going to tell Young the Giant
you said that about them.
It's an involuntary reaction.
How dare you? Was that the Kenny Chesney one? I went on all the cruises run together.
Didn't you have Bowling for Soup or something?
Nah, that would have been all awesome. Bowling for Soup would have been great. Bare Naked Ladies.
Bare Naked Ladies, you
love
them.
One of the years. Yeah, the Bare Naked Ladies, the party. Yeah, it wasn't Kenny Chesney. It was Brad Paisley. Whichever one of the country guys is also kind of like a guitar nick, but he got very mad because everybody was drunk. I'm like, you're a country music guy. Isn't this supposed to be your wheelhouse?
When we were watching Dave.
Yeah, you went on the private island concert thing.
It was amazing because I don't understand how 2/3 of the people just wanted to stand in the sea. They were just standing in the seat, drinking their Bud Lights and their margaritas. And I'm like, Dave Matthews Band, right there.
It was the same problem for Brad Paisley.
Oh, no, but he didn't care. And I felt like the band must have felt like it was back to the olden days of just having a few hundred people. Because Cass and I, had we wanted to, could have got to the very front. But it was better for us to be like maybe 5 people back. Because we were dancing and digging our own holes because we were jumping. Digging our own holes with our feet because it was on the sand.
Yeah.
Oh, it was fun.
That sounds like a Dave Matthews song, Digging Our Own Holes.
Yeah, it does.
Could be. Young the Giant is re-releasing their self-titled debut album. Plus, we have tickets to their virtual concert experience happening November 21st. 512-835-1015 is the number. 512-835-1015. Nick, what are we playing, man?
Cruises are dumb. I say you stay at home and watch TV. What's on, you ask? I'm glad you asked. Let's check the TV guide.
What's on, you asked? I'm glad you asked. I'll have what she's having.
That's the one.
TVGuide.com game is coming up next. Good luck.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
Masters favorite Bryson DeChambeau is looking to add a few inches to his shaft for the weekend.
What did you just say?
Masters preview coming up in just a moment. But first, your chance at the Young the Giant prize pack, including their self-titled debut album being re-released, a 2 LP vinyl, and a virtual concert experience happening November the 21st. And go!
I'll have what she's having.
I'll have what she's having is the name of our TVGuide.com game for some reason. And this is the game where Nick is going to read us the TVGuide.com description of a movie. Deb and I will buzz in with our names when we think we know the film in question. Then bonus point palooza, where you can get 1 point for every actor you name from that movie, but you have to name them in the exact order they are billed on TVGuide.com. Any mistakes, you get 0 bonus points. That's this game, right?
Yep.
We each play on behalf of a listener. Steven called first. It says here that he chose Old Man Dick. Noted. And Trevor called second. Trevor, you get Deb, so if I win, Steven is going to get the Young the Giant prize pack. Deb is playing for Trevor. Everybody ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's party. Nick?
A video game villain attempts to change his image by participating in a first-person shooter game, but in the process, he wreaks havoc in his virtual universe by freeing an evildoer who can only be defeated with the help of an unlikely ally.
I know what this is.
And it stars...
Oh my God, hang on a second.
John C. Reilly, Sarah Silverman, Jack McBrayer, Jane Lynch, Alan Tudyk, Ed O'Neill.
Sounds like people I'd like to... Ed O'Neill, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a movie. It's got
that 10?
A lot of people that I'd like to see.
This is only 6.
Oh.
What are you talking about, 10?
I thought we did all the...
Oh, no. It's whatever. TVGuide.com.
What do they give us? What do they give us? Okay. Yeah. All right.
A video game villain.
Oh, Deb. Wreck-It Ralph.
Yes.
You stupid idiot. You know what I had in my head?
What?
Oh, my God. I had Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Jingle All the Way.
No, he's from a tease for a villain.
Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
Oh, Last Action Hero.
Yes, that one.
Yes, that's so good.
God, that's not the right one.
I was going to buzz in and say Duke Nukem.
That's a video game.
Didn't they make a movie of Duke Nukem?
No.
No?
No.
I bet you there's a Duke Nukem movie.
How much? Your winnings from your Biden bet.
I haven't won that bet yet, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's people on the internet who are starting to make me feel more concerned. All right, Deb is up. You're 1-0. Is it a Doom movie? Did they make a Doom?
They made a Doom movie, yes.
Oh,
with Doom, Carl Urban,
Duke
and The
Nukem,
Rock.
Same.
I mean, they're both, sure.
All right, 1-0. Number 2, Nick.
Mm-hmm. An ambitious young stockbroker begins a new firm and finds meteoric success by selling penny stocks.
Dick.
Jason.
Or The Wolf of Wall Street?
Yes.
Because that's kind of... Isn't Boiler Room the same? Couldn't that be the same thing?
Yeah.
All right. Yes. Bonus point time. Let's do it. Ensemble cast, though. Where do we... So I can... I have to have them in the right order. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Leo is number one. But then...
But is he?
Yes, he is.
Is he?
But number two...
If you can name all 10, that would be impressive.
Are there 10?
No. It's only 6.
So... It should be Jonah Hill, number 2, right? Margot Robbie, Kyle Chandler, kind of important. Yeah. You guys know Kyle Chandler lives here?
Yeah. Ish.
Yeah. And plays golf with him all the time.
Ooh, can I come?
Plays golf with me, never. Plays golf with Kyle Chandler all the time.
And by here, like way out in the boonies, right?
I mean, I wouldn't call it boonies. I would call it rich people land. But yeah, I don't know exactly. Okay. Am I leaving somebody out here? Who am I leaving out? Should I just go for the hammer and go for 4 bonus points? That would be nuts, right? That would be stupid.
I say go for it.
That would be stupid. But that's got to be the order.
Way.
It's got to be that order. Right? Am I thinking? Am I forgetting somebody?
Come on, old man Dick.
Oh, golly. I could go 5. Matthew McConaughey's probably number 5, right? Okay, don't be stupid, Jason. Be smart. Should I be stupid?
Just go with your heart, Jason.
Okay. I wish I hadn't thought of McConaughey because now I'm worried that they might bubble him up real, even though he's barely in it. Leo, Jonah Hill, Margot Robbie, Kyle Chandler, Matthew McConaughey. 5 bonus points. The game would effectively be over.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that would be... Would that be...
It's number 2.
Yeah. But
nobody's ever played their victory music.
Historic move.
Question. All right?
It would not effectively be over. You and your weird words you like to stick in sound important. Effectively. Arguably. No. I would argue with you.
Weird words like arguably?
You stick them in there when they don't need to be there necessarily, just to make yourself sound better and more important.
Is that what?
I'm not sure why you would say effectively over.
You're
just to titillate himself.
Your perspective is arguably askew.
Oh, God. Here we go.
All right. I'm just going to say, like, if Jonah Hill's number 2, then Margot Robbie has to be 3. So I'm going to do it that way. I'm going to go Leonardo DiCaprio, Jonah Hill, Margot Robbie, final answer.
Leonardo DiCaprio, Jonah Hill, Jean Dujardin, Matthew McConaughey, Kyle Chandler, John Bernthal.
That is sexist. That is... Margot Robbie's not even in there?
Wow, rude.
Actually, I can't go down and see the rest of them.
She doesn't have a lot to say in that film.
Though. I think you're thinking of the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I've never seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. You know that.
She has lots to say in...
Man, she is 12th.
She doesn't have a lot of scenes, Jay. I think you're just remembering them because they were quite...
Well, she has more than Matthew McConaughey, that's for sure.
Vivid.
She's after Ethan Suplee.
I don't even know who that is. Who's number 3? Is he the Swiss banker?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, she's got more scenes than him, that's for sure.
Look, that one scene.
John Bernthal is pretty awesome in there, but she's got more scenes than him.
I forgot what John Bernthal did. I love John Bernthal.
Tapes up that stripper or something.
Yeah, his wife or girlfriend helps him move a whole bunch of money. That was bull.
She's
ass,
below
man.
Kristen Milioti.
I guess I should have just stopped at Jonah Hill. But where was Kyle Chandler?
He's 5th after Matthew McConaughey. Golly.
Okay, it is 1-1.
It's effectively over, though.
It is not because I didn't get the bonus points.
Right.
If it was 6-1, the game would effectively be over.
No.
It would have, Deb. Yeah.
No.
All right, let's get to 6 points, and then we'll see.
Are you really trying to call this game? this early before all of the points are counted and you're not Trump?
What's number three, Nick?
Oh, my God. Good point.
Five childhood friends have been competing in the same game of tag, Jason.
Tag.
Yes.
See, this one is also tough because all the guys, who knows what the order's going to be.
Also, did we ever see this film?
I went and saw it.
And you did?
It's poor.
Is this one of your I Just Want Some Popcorn movies?
Yeah.
It was. Is that why you call Drive a popcorn movie? Because you just wanted some popcorn that day and you went and ate it?
I didn't even see it in the theater. Saw it at home.
Shame.
I called Drive a popcorn movie because
you didn't like it as much.
Cheap thrills doesn't mean anything movie.
What are you talking about?
It's good.
He saved our life. It's meaningful.
What is the moral of Drive?
The moral of Drive is
get a sweet jacket.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You can shoplift the
driving fast is fun.
Isn't she a single
cool
mom?
Cool soundtrack.
Well, she was, and then her baby daddy came out of prison.
Yeah.
I have no idea what order that they would build these jackasses in. Jeremy Renner, John Hamm, Ed Helms, Hannibal Buress.
I love Hannibal Buress.
I like Hannibal. You all right, man? Jeremy Renner's kind of the main guy, right?
Did you see that?
Ed Helms is important to the story as well, but John Hamm is a star.
People are accusing Hannibal Buress of being a Slumlord Hundredaire up in Chicago. Remember when we talked to him about all of his Airbnb properties?
I mean, what do you mean they're accusing him of being...
He doesn't take care of his properties?
I think it was something where he was trying to kick out tenants so he could charge extra or something like that. I forget exactly what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Just knew he had some Jason Dick tendencies, and I just thought it was prophetic that we were asking
Why are those Jason Dick tendencies, okay? I have a property that I bought in 2007 that I've never raised the rent on, okay? That man is paying 2007 rent in Austin, Texas.
When you set it at $10,000 a month the first time, you don't have to raise it. Also,
what?
Let them grieve.
Let them grieve?
Let them grieve.
Who?
Never mind.
What?
I said too much.
Huh?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'll tell you off air.
Oh, because I'm trying to buy Dick Pound property from somebody who just died and our kids won't get their goddamn will in order?
Yes.
Wow.
She's been dead for 3 months. The grieving is over.
Wow.
You know what would be nice to grieve with? Tens of thousands of my dollars.
Yeah.
Jesus. Okay. I'm just going to say Jeremy Renner and not try and spin my wheels any further.
Oh, that's what I would have done.
It's Ed Helms, Jake Johnson, Annabelle Wallace, John Hamm, Jeremy Renner, Hannibal Buress.
They have really messed things up today, haven't they?
What are you doing? All right. 2-1.
It's a very low scoring game.
The bonus
today.
Points are the most fun part
I'm
of the thing.
I'm not happy about this.
What's number four, Nick?
Uptight risk assessor Ruben Pfeffer comes home from his honeymoon alone when his bride leaves him for her European scuba instructor. He finally begins to unwind when he rekindles a friendship with free-spirited Polly Prince at a party. And it stars Ben Stiller.
Deb.
Oh.
Along Came Polly.
Yes.
An idiot, isn't it? I thought you were saying Polly. I didn't understand your language there. I can't get any points now, can I?
No.
But it was Jennifer Aniston, Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah. Very exciting. 2-2, all tied up. Going to the last one. Nick?
Robin of Locksley returns Jason. For
Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It is effectively over now.
Had I got 6 points, it would have effectively.
No, because I could have.
And it is not effectively
possibly,
over. It's over now.
I could have possibly tied you up if I'd have known any of the actors in any of these movies that followed after your ding dong in there.
That's the point of it. When you say effectively over,
it's
not like.
The point.
What does effectively mean?
Like that it's basically over.
Yeah, it was basically over,
I don't know what was following it. That was a prediction of yours that was based in
the election is a good example, okay? The election is effectively over. They haven't finished counting the votes, but and we know the outcome. Yeah. And if I was up 6-1, we would have known the outcome.
No.
It would have been effectively over.
No, you don't know. You can't guarantee what was coming next.
Sure, but just that's you. We're agreeing on the definition of effectively.
If you had gone if you had gone up 6-1, I would just audible to all my Deb movies.
Oh, of course, I imagine you would.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
Well, here, let's pad the lead.
Sling it to the dick. Oh, what do you call you? Old dick man?
Old man dick.
Old man dick.
Because
that just makes you laugh. Because like the movie Logan with Hugh Jackman, the living one, it's based off a comic book called Old Man Logan. So now I'm just picturing like a future post-apocalyptic Jason.
Oh,
this sucks.
He's all gone pink.
I could bonus points out the wazoo here, but I don't know Maid Marian. Who is that?
Oh, I'll give it to you, Elizabeth Mastrantonio.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's a real name, Mastrantonio.
Mastrantonio. I think that's her name.
Mary Elizabeth.
Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio.
Mastrantonio.
Okay.
And now I said Mastrantonio.
Yes, it's Mastrantonio. What's wrong with you guys?
Then I'm going to go Kevin Costner, Morgan Freeman, Elizabeth Mastrantonio, Hans Gruber. Sean Connery. No, Christian Slater.
Christian Slater. You can't forget about
Sean
him.
Sean Connery. The end. Willow. The kid who played Willow.
Warwick Davis?
Is Warwick Davis...
No.
There's a kid, though. Isn't the kid's name?
Is not a child. He's a small person.
No. There's a kid in Robin Hood.
God, Jason.
Yeah. His name is Wolf.
Wolf, not
Will
Willow.
John's brother, yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I know his name's not Hans Gruber, but I can't remember his name now. His name is...
Alan Rickman.
Don't tell me I was about to get
so
it.
So disrespectful. R.I.P.
Phone of Alan Rickman.
Just give me Kevin Costner, Morgan Freeman for the bonus points.
Unfortunately, I've stopped the count. But Kevin Costner, Morgan Freeman, Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio, Christian Slater, then Alan Rickman, and then Geraldine McEwen, who I think is the witch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The Painted Man. He's good. The witch is good in that one. Hey, we did it, Steven. Old Man Dick came through for you again.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.
Jason, Deb, the Morning X. We have another Amazon Echo Dot for you to win 9:30 today.
Morning X Sports.
Pete Leander tweets at Jason and Deb, says, Nick, you spoiled Alan Rickman. Your punishment. Jason's going to cut your heart out with a spoon. Because it'll hurt more, you twit. Golly, I am good at that
one. Did you just put that in there so he could do that?
I am good at that one.
No, not really.
Yeah.
I was doing it just to make you guys, I wanted one of you to just guess in then Robin Hood and then be like, okay, cool, sure, yeah.
Not know which Robin Hood, though? That's the definitive Robin Hood. I guess the cartoon Fox Robin Hood, maybe.
That's just Robin Hood, right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Get out of here with your Russell Crowe Robin Hood, or I don't even start with me with Jamie Foxx things. That's...
Taron Egerton is that one.
Guys, off air, I just said to Jason and Nick, hey, I'm going to text San Antonio guy. Like, hey. And he'll text back, what? And then I'll text back, thanks for your service. And then he'll text back, shut up. I hate it when people say that. So, guys, I just texted him.
Uh-huh.
And he texted back, you're welcome. You bastard!
Oh, he beat you,
you
too?
You disarmed me!
Wow.
That I was supposed to get you with that!
Look at you guys, finishing
ruined
each other's jokes.
Ruined it for
beautiful.
Me.
That's what you gotta do, Santiago. You should have texted her first thing, just you're welcome for my service.
Sports brought to you by Elder Mitsubishi. Bryson DeChambeau, I'm gonna tell you this, all right? If you come in here with your extra long shaft and you're too prolific with it, they're gonna do to your balls, all right? It's a real...
That's too much. That's too many... puns in one go.
It's Masters Week in November now. Mm-hmm. Usually this tournament played in the spring, and the tournament favorite Bryson DeChambeau, you know who that guy is, right, Deb? He's this guy. He has, over the last year, transformed his body. He eats like 50,000 calories a day, slamming protein shakes.
Oh,
he's
got
no beefy so that he can drive the ball 100 million miles.
Yeah.
And this week, he says that he's going to bring a 48-inch driver to the tournament. That is the longest allowed in competition, a couple of inches longer than what he would normally use, because he is attempting to bring Augusta National to its knees. 13, I don't have to tell you, Deb, very famous hole at Augusta National, par 5, dogleg to the left.
Oh, the dogleg.
Have you been there when your golf channel travels?
Where, which
travels?
One?
The Augusta, it's probably the most famous
golf
course
in the world. Is it just outside of Atlanta?
I don't know. You would fly to Atlanta to get there.
Oh, I've been there.
Oh, okay.
I saw Tiger there.
Okay. Party on, man. He's planning on the long par 5. He's going to cut the corner and hit it into the fairway on 14. and then cut back to the green on
third. Cut it back.
So he's a lot of people saying it's disrespectful to the game what he's doing. And my man Ed Clements will tell you that if he's able to pull this off, where he's just going to drive all over the course, that they're going to tone down the balls. They're going to make the balls less live in the future, so as to.
The ball's less live.
Yeah, to reel them in.
Ooh,
Dead ball fell.
Yeah, something like that.
Balls don't lie.
Have you guys seen this John Rahm shot?
Yes.
Oh, I saw this yesterday. You probably can't believe this, but I follow an Instagram account called Golfers Doing Things.
Why wouldn't you?
You should follow it. It's very funny. It's a lot of fails and a lot of people getting mad. You know, a la Jason Dick breaking the stick and throwing it into the water hazard.
I'm actually quite serene on the golf course.
You would enjoy it. But I saw that and I was like, wow, that's absolutely incredible. So I didn't know if it was a professional thing or an amateur thing or what, but it was mind-blowingly amazing.
It's 16 at Augusta, which on the Sunday pin placement, which I guess they had for the practice rounds yesterday, it's like the pin's all the way down here, but you can land it on this one spot on the green and it'll always filter down there. Mm-hmm. But what he does, and I guess they do this on purpose, is he intentionally hits a worm burner and it skips like a stone across the water, like skips four or five times and then pops up on the green and then takes this big ass left turn and eventually goes in the hole. Hole in one.
It's amazing.
That he skipped off the water. Tweet that if we can get that out there, Nick.
Yeah,
if you guys haven't seen it, at Jason and Deb on Twitter. It's pretty incredible.
The shot is so amazing that I don't even care about the skipping it over the water part. That's the boring part to me. The fact that he somehow manages to go all the way across the green, it's insane.
Tiger pretty famously had a shot like that at one of his Masters wins. Tiger is the reigning champion at the Masters, which means last night, this is like my favorite golf tradition, the champion's dinner, the reigning champ gets
they get to choose the food.
Gets to pick the menu. Tiger last night had a starter of sushi. Tempura shrimp, tuna, and spices, followed by a main course of steak and chicken fajitas with red wine. Dessert of flan, churros, and sopapillas.
Churros, get out of town.
It's like a trip around the world, Tiger's dinner menu there. I'm not mad at that. I kind of like a little sushi appetizer than fajitas. Let's go.
But just suck it.
What's your problem with sopapillas?
No, the sopapillas are
churros?
Fine. Churros.
Flan?
I like flan. Yeah, okay. That's fine. But churros? Mm-mm. Get in the bin.
That's just cinnamon bread, right? Isn't that what a churro
but
is?
It's fried and it has a bunch of sugar on it.
Yeah.
And that's not for me.
Mm. Quite a departure from his first champion's dinner. When he was 21 years old, he served cheeseburgers, fries, and milkshakes because he was just a kid, Tiger Woods. Deb O'Keefe, if you were to win the Masters, what do you serve on the champion's dinner? All of the former champs gather. 33 of them were there last night, and they have to eat what you served them. People would pick something gross, some liver, whatever.
Ew, gross. No, I'd have the guys from Plowburger just pull up the truck outside and
pull it up all the way to Augusta, Georgia.
Yeah, pull up the truck and make some Plowburgers for everyone.
They do have sometimes. Was it Ben Crenshaw served Salt Lick out there? Maybe Jordan Spieth when he won. I know he did Texas barbecue as well. I don't know if they cook it in there at the site or if they imported it. But yeah, you could probably get away with that. Nick, what would you do? Blended hamburgers?
This dinner is like before the match, right?
It's Tuesday night.
Like you got to do something like super heavy to look
slow everyone down.
The first round's not till Thursday, so I don't know if you could poison your opponents necessarily on Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. But also, I say they have to eat it. Apparently, that's not you can order whatever you want off the club menu.
Oh, I would tell you that.
Yeah. Nick would order the cheeseburger.
Yeah.
That's his choice.
I'd probably go, I guess I would do catfish and macaroni and cheese.
What?
Yeah.
What? You could, these are world-class chefs that could cook you anything. Catfish. Why are you going for Gerald food?
Are you a catfish guy? I didn't even know that.
Catfish is the worst. Oh, it's the dirt fish.
Catfish is Christmas.
You're weird.
We talked about that.
Is that what I caught at Bandera? That was a catfish, right?
I don't know what you caught.
He got them big-ass whiskers.
Sure.
I think it was a catfish.
Yeah.
They taste like dirt because that's where they live.
Well, fine. Make some fancy fish. I don't care, but just... Like, the whole point is you're supposed to share, like, you know, your
things. Heritage?
Kind of. Not a heritage. I don't want to say that, but... Like you're saying, hey, this is what I enjoy eating, and that's one of my go-to things.
Then how would you not just do a cheeseburger? Everywhere I've ever seen you eat, you order the cheeseburger.
Yeah, but...
Wing joint, cheeseburger, steakhouse, cheeseburger.
Also, if they want fries with their burger, they have to eat them like Nick. So basically, they have to size...
arrange them in order.
Arrange them in order of size, but then also food segregate. You don't eat... any of your fries whilst eating your burger.
Yeah.
That's one thing you and
with
San Antonio guy
ketchup
have
well.
In common. Like, yeah. he segregates his food. Is that an army thing? I don't know, but he'll only eat... If I make a delicious meal with four or five different elements of it, I'm like, ooh, like, I'm talking to myself like I'm an Uchiko. Ooh, get a little bit of everything in every bite. Because that's what they say there. Because you enjoy all the flavors together. They complement the umami of it all. Mm-hmm. And he's like, nope, going to eat all of this, then I'm going to eat all of that, and then I'm going to finish up with all of that.
You should go Nick style next time you go to Uchiko. Just put it all in a blender. Just everything you're going to bring me.
Sushi blender.
Uchiko. Sushi shake. Just and then you just drink a whole Uchiko meal.
That's one of the worst things.
They still charge you $300
you've ever said.
Okay, first of all, if I'm doing like it's gonna be some sort of waffle fry. Like if I could do a combination waffle fry, regular waffle fries.
Would you make sure that they're all the same size?
But yes, if they're going to actual French fries, I'm absolutely telling that chef you cut these all down to size.
All 2 inches.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
No more, no less.
Everything's uniform.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.